KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today once all the showers move out of the area, and we'll have a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. There is a flash flood watch that remains in effect until 10 a.m. for these area counties: Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold. In addition, a flash flood warning is in effect until 10:30 for Page County here in southwestern Iowa. The rain had ended, but flooding was likely to continue in rural areas of Page County. And a flash flood warning is in effect for Taylor County until 11:45 a.m. In other news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office says a Corning man was arrested on a simple misdemeanor charge of harassment Wednesday evening. J. John Russell was taken into custody at his home at around 6 p.m. and was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond, pending interference in front of the magistrate. Police in Red Oak arrested a man late Wednesday night on an assault charge. 49-year-old Russell Lee Peterson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. Peterson faces a felony assault causing serious injury charge. He was also cited on a simple misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Peterson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And at around 8:40 p.m. Wednesday, Red Oak police arrested 21-year-old Blake Mitchell Wilkinson of Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for providing alcohol to persons under the age of 21. Wilkinson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. An anonymous complaint was lodged with a state agency about the Atlantic Public Library, which says a concern is a misunderstanding. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the Iowa Public Information Board had received a complaint about the Atlantic Library's Board of Trustees, declaring that its discussion should be considered confidential, an allegation based on its meeting minutes. In the minutes of the board's June 8th meeting, Atlantic Library Board President Lynn Headley reportedly told her board that discussions held in the board are confidential and should be treated with discretion. The complaint with the IPIB alleges that constitutes a violation of the state open meetings law. It also raises question of whether the minutes might not accurately reflect the discussions. The complaint, lodged June 28th, was filed by someone only identifying themselves as a concerned Atlantic Library patron who refused to give a name or contact information because they feared reprisal from any library board member or any city representative appointed to the library board. The complainant says public libraries, like other tax-supported agencies, must operate in the best interest of the public. And additionally, there may not be a way of knowing if the minutes from any previous board meetings have been censored at the president's request. At its regular meeting this past Monday, the library board reviewed the open meeting law as well as the IPIB's training materials. Library Director Natalie Strecker said that she had communicated that discussion with the state's Board of Representatives as well. Strucker wasn't at the June 8th meeting because she was newly hired and wasn't on the job until shortly after that meeting. She told the paper that she believes the matter was a misunderstanding and that the library board is aware nothing at the meeting is confidential. The complaint will be included in today's Iowa Public Information Board meeting as a new case, but the agency's deputy director, Margaret Johnson, said no action is planned on the case. In a separate matter, Johnson says the IPIB does not plan any new action regarding a complaint by Margaret Stoldorf against the Red Oak Community School District. That case remains under investigation, according to the board's agenda set for today. The complaint challenges meetings in January following a protracted set of complaints against the Red Oak School District addressed by the state agency last year. In the funeral announcements, Robert Studelberg, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Robert Studelberg will be today at 10:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Stephen Newberry, age 57, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Stephen Newberry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Dolores Stevens, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Dolores Stevens will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Thompson, age 67, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Services for Bill Thompson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home. Tyler Cross, age 17, of Corning, died Monday at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Tyler Cross will be Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at the Southwest Valley Schools Activity Center in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Linda Christensen, age 68, of Avoca, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Linda Christensen will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Chapel of Memories in Omaha has the arrangements. Max Town, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Max Town will be on July the 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has the arrangements. And Mary Lehman, age 89, of Adair, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Services for Mary Lehman are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.